Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. The number of COVID-19 cases is increasing slowly, and as Eric Stock reports, one reason why they may not be rising faster is false negatives.
Some in the medical community say the COVID-19 test could be missing up to 30% of positives. The McLean County Health Department's communicable disease supervisor, Melissa Graven, says she's heard those concerns too.
I have a strong confidence in the test, but one of the things we say in the medical community is you treat your patient, not their labs. So I think it's something you have to take into consideration when you're testing somebody.
Graven says if a patient shows COVID-19 symptoms, their medical provider should treat them as though they have the virus and have them quarantine.
A test positive or negative is not going to treat you any different. So if you have symptoms consistent with COVID-19, just assume that you have it and isolate until your symptoms have been there for 7 days, you're having improvement, and you've been fever-free for 3 days.
Mobile testing at the McLean County Fairgrounds in Bloomington remains well underutilized despite the Fed's move to relax testing guidelines to include anyone who is experiencing symptoms and for healthcare facility workers and first responders without symptoms. The county says it has resolved issues which led to confusion over the expanded testing. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services told WGLT on Saturday it had relaxed testing guidelines, a report the county initially denied until it received confirmation later that day. The county's communications specialist, Dion McNeil, says the department has streamlined its communication with the state and federal health agencies.
And it looks like the way that we were utilizing wasn't the most effective. So I think now, after our weekend situation, we were better able to address how to better communicate with the press, as well as the public, as well as our state partners in HHS.
McLean County reported 4 additional COVID-19 cases on Monday, upping its total to 48. The health department has started tracking cases by zip code. The map shows 27 cases are from Bloomington zip codes, while 14 are from Normal. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.